Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Blessed greetings and love, Leroy Powerhouse. Welcome to Bob Radio. How you doing?
Yeah, man. Greetings, man. Greetings, world. How are you? One love, man. This is Leroy Scarlett from the Reggae Powerhouse, man. You know, out of Jamaica.
Okay. And so where in Jamaica are you guys at?
Well, Outrageous. Okay. I live in Outrageous at the moment, but I originally born in Kingston.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So your band is based in Ochi, and how long have you been doing this, your Reggae Powerhouse band?
I started this 2017. Start the band 2017.
Well, we're talking to Leroy. They just released an album called The Reggae Powerhouse Band and Friends, and it's a great record, so I thought we would talk to Leroy, the leader of the band, and find out more about this brand new band that I've never heard of or anything that has a great record. So you're based in Outrageous, and you started in 2017. And tell us about the band.
Well, I actually started. I produce, right? Before producing, I start singing. Okay. The record for Sly and Robbie and the Taxi Gang.
Okay.
Then I go straight into producing, right? Gregory Isaac introduced producing to me first, suggested.
Okay.
And I actually go to Robbie and tell him, yeah, you know what? I like this. I want to do it.
Okay.
So Robbie gave me a 24, you know, them big 24 track master tape.
Okay.
He gave me one of them, and him and Tyrone Downey from the Wailers, Bob Marley and the Wailers, play some rhythm track for me. And, you know, when they finished playing the rhythm tracks, Gregory Isaac actually put down a vocal, you get Dennis Brown to put down a vocal, you get Frankie Paul to put down a vocal. So I get a big start from Gregory Isaac, Sly and Robbie, Tyrone Downey from Bob Marley and the Wailers, and Chopper John from Bloodfire Posse. You remember that band?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's
Paul
funny
Blake and the Bloodfire Posse. Right?
Yeah. He played some keyboard. He actually... Mm. Chopper John actually take me to the printery to do my first labors.
Okay.
You know, I'd never known about labors, and I never know the whole thing. They just lead me and just say, hey, do this, do that, do that.
Right.
And I just follow, you know, and go through with it. And after producing for a lot of years, I produced albums with Sizzla, Caperton, and Luciano. I produced tracks with most of the artists them.
Okay.
Barry Salmon, name them.
Okay.
Right? I put out a compilation. The last project I put out was a compilation by the name of Reggae Train.
Okay.
Yeah, with Morgan Heritage, What's Going On, Coco T and Shaba. Yeah, quite a few songs. But what I used to do, I'm very connected in the music industry.
Okay.
So if Bobby Digital have a song and I needed to go on an album, I just go over and leave Bobby and say, hey, Bobby, I need a song for go on my album.
Okay.
And he said to me, yeah. And he just gave me a answer, just choose what you want for go on the album.
Okay.
So I have that love from the producers themselves. Put a compilation together. It did well.
Okay.
Yeah. After that, I cool off the business for a while, and I go into real estate for a while. And, you know, I think it was 2015, I said to myself, I'm going to start put some shows on.
Okay.
So 2016, I do a show with Frankie Paul and Sanchez.
Oh, wow.
In Antigua.
Okay.
Right? And when I do the show, there's a talented little youth in Antigua. He keep bugging me. He want to go on the show. So I said, all right, I'm going to put him on stage.
Okay.
Right? And right. Use him as an opening act. Him and the next guy from Guyana. Okay. And the two of them go up and, you know, go on with them little thing. But I hear what I want to hear. They have potential. They have a sound where I think will do wonders if they have the right producers behind
them. Yeah. You were in the production business. You would know. You know what talent looks like. You know what talent feels like. You can see it when you see it.
Right. So the one from Antigua now, he is my little diamond because he have a sound. He remind me of Ai Weiwei. You know, and him have that like a chronic small voice. I said to myself, whoa, this voice is very refreshing. So I start with him first.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I went to Trinidad and I met the next lead singer. I had three lead singers in the band.
Okay.
Right? That's Pernell Winchester. He's solid. He's like the broad Frankie Paul to me. He have a big heavy voice. So I just had to merge these three artists together.
Okay.
And just call it the Reggae Powerhouse Bands. You get me?
Yeah.
So. As I've come back to Jamaica, make some tracks, fly back to Antigua, record, fly to Guyana, record, fly to Trinidad, record, come back to Jamaica, mix. Okay. You know, so that's how the whole thing come together.
Wow.
The powers, you know?
Wicked. Yeah, man, it's a nice, refreshing sound. It sounds really good. Like you said, you have all the different types of singers and chanters and toasters on your songs and everything. It's awesome. Sweet reggae music. I love the sweet reggae music tune. That's an awesome jam.
That's the Guyanese.
Okay.
Yeah, he's from Guyana.
And the Legalize It.
Sweet reggae music. Legalize. Which one?
Legalize It. Let's see. Hold on a second here. I'm going to tell you.
Johnny B. Goode.
Hold on a second. I'm going to tell you. Here we go. Stalka Sensimania. I'm sorry.
That's Ducky Simpson from Black Huru.
Yeah.
I myself and the guy from Guyana.
Yeah. And then you have Michael Rose on the record. You have a Sizzle on the record.
Mm-hmm.
You got Luciano on the record.
Yeah, that Lucy track. The guy from Antigua, he actually wrote that song.
Okay.
And I think it was a beautiful song. Everybody loved the song. So I put the arm on his hand and actually mixed the song.
Okay.
And said, I'm going to take it to master. And I said to myself, boy, I keep hearing Lucy in my head, you know,
okay.
Singing the punch. And I said, I need him on this track.
Okay.
And it took me 3 weeks to get all of Lucy to get to do the collaboration. And it, when he came in the studio, actually fighting me, no, this track, finish it, don't need me. I said, brother, come on, man, put the icing on the cake and let the thing work.
Mm.
You know, and it was fun doing that.
Okay.
And he do what I have to do, and we mix the track, and that was it.
Very cool. And I'm also feeling Give Thanks and Praise on the record.
Give Thanks, that's the Bridget now. He's from Trinidad.
Okay.
Okay. He's from Trinidad. That's Pernell Winchester. He have a that song, Give Thanks. I love it. That's my little anthem.
Okay, very cool. Well, there's 15 songs on the album. I think you're going to get some good reviews on the record. It's very cool. So, which songs do you sing on the record?
The one with Black Huru.
Okay.
Stalka Sensimania.
Okay.
The one Watch and Peep.
Right.
And Cess Mowant.
Okay. Very cool. awesome. And
the one with Black Huru, I was waiting on Sizzler I was waiting on Sizzler for a while.
Okay.
You know, and I just get frustrated waiting on him and I say, no, I do this myself. Because remember, I was an artist first.
Yeah.
So artist is not an art thing for me. I can do whatever they're doing, I can do it. But
yeah.
I love being the producer.
Yeah.
So when I keep phoning him and go by Judgment Yard and I have to keep waiting, I say, you know what? I called Ducky, he was in California, and I say, yo, I'm going to do the track myself. And they laugh and say, what? And when I finish the track and send it to him, he love it. And he start encourage me. Yeah, so keep doing what you're doing, brother. Just keep putting your voice on the system.
It's a good song. And it's not a cover of Black Uhuru. So don't when you guys open the record, check out the record, it says Stock of Simple Meaning, you're going to think that it's a Black Uhuru song because Black Uhuru was featured on it, but it's a completely different song. It's a completely different lyrics and everything. So, very cool.
Yeah, and that song, when I finish it, I send it to Ducky. He's supposed to take us on tour to be, you know, be his opening act.
Oh, wow.
Just because of that song. He said to me, listen, I'm going to take you to Europe. You have like 18 shows lined up for Europe. But, you know, everything canceled now. So, you know, we'll just have to wait until things come back to normal. But,
yeah, a lot
of people love that song. Yeah. And I'm really happy they love that song, you know?
Yeah, man. Hey, well, Leroy, you know, how can our friends find you on social media? What's going on right there?
Leroy Scarlett, right, on Facebook. Reggae Powerhouse Band, Facebook. Instagram, Reggae Powerhouse Band. Mm-hmm. Email, reggaepowerhouseband@gmail.com
okay.
or at mail.com. So, everything you do is Reggae Powerhouse Band.
Okay, okay.
Once you go Reggae Powerhouse Band, you find us everywhere.
No, I just got the record like a few days last Friday, I believe, or something. Do you have any videos for the record? You working on
video
some videos?
The video with Black Hole, that one in the edited process at the moment.
Okay.
The Michael Rose Freedom, yeah, we have the video for that for Freedom.
Okay.
There's a couple tracks. We have, four videos editing, but the main one is the one with Black Hole.
Okay.
That one, that video is going to be nice.
All right. Beautiful.
And the Luciana Roots, we have the video for that one as well.
Oh, wow. So you got like six videos for the album? That's amazing.
We have about seven videos.
Seven, wow.
Yeah.
Mad.
We have some wonderful videos, man.
Well, hey. You sound great. I was, the record to me felt like a reggae party on the beach with a bunch of different reggae singers and stuff like that. So the album has a nice up-tempo, feel-good vibe to it. So I think, you know, you guys are going to like it out there, all right? And, you know, thank you for putting out great music in this time.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for supporting us as well. We need all the support right now, you know?
Yeah, man. So it's been a pleasure talking to you. We'll get this going, and we'll talk to you again. You know, continue
success.
All right,
give thanks. Same to you, man. Give thanks, man. And hi, world. Look after yourself. Be safe right now, right? From the corona, guys. It is serious.